adopted. Item 257.
Amend contract with OPC LLC to increase contract value by $1,422,620 for relocation assistance payments to residential and commercial tenants of the West Wind Apartments.
Colleagues, the West Wind Apartments was acquired by the City of Portland in November of 2018 and consists of 70 low-cost, low-barrier, single-room occupancy units. Due to the age of the building and the scope and the cost of repairs needed, it was decided that redevelopment of the site is necessary. I want to be clear on this point. The city's mandatory relocation assistance does not apply here, as the protections and payouts under the Federal Uniform Relocation Act far exceed the local benefits. So we're here today to talk about the federal act. To present on behalf of the Portland Housing Bureau, Director Shannon Callahan, who I do not see, so she is not here, Assistant Director Molly Rogers, and Program Coordinator Cheyenne Sheehan. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Molly Rogers. I'm here with the Portland Housing Bureau, and I'm here to ask for your approval for the West Wind apartment relocation. As you see, this is a picture of the West Wind building located at 618 Northwest Flanders. In November 2018, City Council approved the purchase of the West Wind apartments for redevelopment under the Portland's housing bond. At that time, we selected Central City Concern to be the operator of the building, but to operate it in a supportive housing way. They are providing property management, employment, and services to best support the current residents of the West Wind. This spring, we are releasing a solicitation to secure a development team to rebuild on this site with the goal of creating at least 70 permanent supportive housing units. The full redevelopment of the building will require us to demolish the building. And this is constituting a displacement event, and that is why we're requesting to amend our contract to assume full relocation benefits for approximately 60 residents. The relocation of the West Wind falls under the provisions of the Federal Uniform Relocation Act, which typically applies to projects with federal funding and when a public entity in Oregon purchases real property per state statute. Both the residents and the commercial tenants will receive relocation benefits. These benefits include a series of notifications regarding eligibility under the Act, reasonable notices to vacate, and tenant rights and responsibilities. It also includes relocation advisory services, assistance in finding replacement housing, moving costs and expenses, and replacement housing payments. These payments will cover 42 months of rent in a new home. This contract amendment to our relocation specialist, OPC LLC, anticipates the full cost of all of these relocation services and payments. Thank you. I'd be happy to take your questions.
Colleagues, questions? Commissioner Hardesty.
Just one.
Thank you. Did you say...
How many months did you say the relocation assistance last?
42 months. So that's 3.5 years.
And do we anticipate people moving back into that building, or are they permanently relocated?
Well, this provides permanent relocation assistance, but we will be programming the property to serve people coming from potentially the homeless system and people who need additional services who meet the PSH definition, and also we're hoping to provide project-based Section 8 vouchers. So we would welcome those folks back to return if they would so choose. And
so that's permanent supportive housing for people who don't know what the acronyms stand for.
Thank you for that.
Very good. Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
Two people, Maggie and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Thank you.
It's a problem.
So, someone once told me it's $40,000 that you give to each of these people, and it's not permanent relocation you're giving them. You're giving them 3.5 years, and what is that at the rent they're paying at the West Wind that they will never, ever be able to find out in the marketplace? So I really doubt it's going to be 3.5 years of rent assistance, because they're not going to be able to find that kind of rent out in the marketplace. So you're going to spend $3 million to buy the building, $1.5 million to relocate people in non-permanent housing, because that money is going to run out so fast. And then you're going to spend money to demolish the building, and then you're going to rebuild, and that's going to be more money. And you haven't housed a single homeless person. Congratulations on that. And congratulations on, in 2016, you rejected Stuart Emmons Village, which would have housed 92 homeless people. And he went up to Seattle, and they gave him $12 million. And he will be housing 72 people in buildings, 8 to a building, and then 20 tiny homes. Those 20 tiny homes are being built by a Portland construction company. A Portland construction company is building housing for homeless people in Seattle. Not homeless people in Portland, homeless people in Seattle. And Portland has the second highest homeless population in the nation after L.A., then it goes New York City, and then I think it goes Seattle, and then San Francisco. We are the second highest homeless population in the nation, and you are building housing for people in Seattle.
Thank you. I don't agree, but thank you for your testimony. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, commissioners, here at 10 minutes to 1 in the afternoon. And a lot of disappointment here. I think one of the disappointments is that in the 8-page PDF, there's no spreadsheet. A spreadsheet is really appropriate to a $1.4 million item to know how much of this money is going to pass through to direct benefit for the clients and pay their rent, and how much of this $1.42 million is going to be skimmed by OPC. Now, fortunately, the federal law requires that we actually get these people stable housing that's going to last 3.5 years, 42 months. But as a taxpayer, I'm going to have to nag you later on to find out how much of that actually gets shelled out for real rent, because the rents may not be that high, because what's going to happen is we're going to prioritize these already housed people at the West Wind to take the next empty spaces at Northwest Tower and all the other Portland for-profit so that we can save money. So we're not getting, the only bang for the buck we're getting is caring for these people who are in the West Wind. Unfortunately, the West Wind, some of these people are in active addiction, and maybe they should. And maybe it's good that there's a management company that's going to help them find stabilized housing instead of giving them a cash settlement. But all the other homeless people in this town, you know, one of the homeless people in this town, Chloe Segal, saw that the right response to y'all was to kill herself by setting herself on fire. And that's kind of how some other homeless people in this town feel when we see $20,000 per person allocated. Now, admittedly, it's not $20,000 per year. Some of that money gets stretched out over 42 months. But I can assure you, it's kind of painful for insulting for people who can get $0 worth of assistance while they spend 6 years sleeping, occupying the second lane of the bike path under Sandy. And now they find out that there's $20,000 spread over 3 years for these people. So, you know, help these people, but also bring the rest of the help, please.
Thank you. So I'd just like to say one thing to my colleagues.
Mayor? Mayor, you're going to lose your council at 1 o'clock. We have about 4 more votes.
I'd like to say something. This is my bureau, and this is an important issue, and this question comes up repeatedly. If we are going to renovate this building and replace it, and therefore we're not creating any new housing. And I want to be very clear that, in fact, the Housing Bureau is aggressively bringing permanent supportive housing into the system. The goal here is to have the people who are currently in the West Wind, which is a subpar facility, moved into other permanent housing situations. And then the West Wind will be rebuilt to modern standards. and it will allow at least the same number of people, but probably more. That is my hope. And that will be consistent with this city's and the county's policy, which we adopted last year around addressing the issue of the chronically homeless on our street. So it is an expansion of the system, and I just want to be perfectly clear about that. The easiest thing we could have done is nothing and simply allow the West Wind to continue to be the West Wind. But that would have been, I think, negligence and a missed opportunity. Nope. Thank you, Maggie. You've testified. With that, I'll call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone.